Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Today is Thursday, June 21st, 2012. I'm broadcasting to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. All right, all right. Today's topic of the show is why bother dieting? And yes, we're going to have a good time talking about that. Yes, we are. Now, if you want to join the show, you can call in at area code 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, I also do have my chat window up. So if you want to feel like chatting during the show, that's no problem. We can do that too. All right. So now that we have all the formalities out of the way, let's talk. All right now. Tonight, you got the NBA finals going on. Yes, I know all you Miami Heat fans, y'all ready. I can hear you now. Tonight is the last game. It's not the last game. Oklahoma City going to take the next three. That's right, I said it. Now, I know what you're saying. No team has ever come back from 3-1 down in the finals. Well, it's going to happen this time. It's going to happen. So you might as well get ready for it. Okay. I'm just letting you know right off the bat. Oklahoma City going to take the next three. And it's going to be a done deal. So y'all get used to that. All right. Now that we have covered that important piece of news. Hey, Miami Heat fans, come on now. You know y'all escaped with those last two. Y'all did. Y'all escaped. The referees helped you a little bit, but it's okay. It's all right. We understand. We're not too upset with it. We know what we got to do. We got to play y'all and the referees, but it's okay. It's okay. We're going to be all right. All right. Let's go on and get on our topic today. Why bother dieting? Now, when it comes to dieting, today's society is, I don't know, they're always looking for a quick fix to a problem. You know, that's our society as a whole now. We're always looking for that quick fix, something that's going to help us do what we need to do right then, right there. You know, that's what we all look for. That's what we all want. Okay, but how are you going to find a quick fix for something that has taken years to happen? I mean, you didn't put on that weight last month or within the last 3-4 months. That took some time to get that weight on. So what makes you think a certain pill or meal going to help you get it off in 2 or 3 months? That's not going to happen. Let's be realistic about it. It's not going to happen. It's not. And you see stars like Jennifer Hudson, Dan Marino, Kirstie Alley, who else? A number of stars. You know, they're advertising Weight Watchers, Body Bye-Bye, Herbalife, Kayani. I mean, that's just to name a few of the products that are popular right now. And we as consumers, we spend thousands of dollars a year on those products. You hear me? We spend some money on those products. And then what happens is, here go the good part about it. Now, what happens is, if you don't see any kind of progress within a month or two, you're ready to kick that to the side. But you done spent your money on it, right? You spent your money on it. Or better yet, here's another scenario. The first month, you lose maybe 3, 4, 5 pounds. You lose 4 or 5 pounds. So you're thinking, okay, I'm good. You know, this is working. But then month two and month three, there's nothing. Now you all disgruntled and upset, and you really ready to get rid of it now because it just don't seem to be working. Well, why not? Why isn't it working? And then we go back to the question once again, why bother dieting? Why? It looks like it's causing us more stress than good. So why bother dieting? Why? You know, once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. And once again, I do have my chat window open, so if you feel like chatting, you want to call in, you want to chat with me, no problem. Go ahead, and we'd be more than happy to do that with you. So back to what we was talking about. Now, we have the so-called experts that be on television, radio, and some of them even on the internet. Okay, we have them bombarding us with all kind of stuff. But first, their main target is to get us to believe that we have to be a certain weight. No, we have to be a certain height. But at the same time, they're promoting their own new supposedly breakthrough weight loss product. They are. That's what they're doing. They're trying to make money. But first, before they make money, they got to make you feel guilty. That's what advertising companies do. That's what the companies, pharmaceuticals, that's all they want to do. They want you to feel guilty. Their assumption is the more they show that commercial, the more you're going to get to thinking, yeah, I'm out of shape, I'm bye-bye, I'm blasé, blasé, and you go for it. You go for it. I know many of you probably right now at home got exercise tapes from 1972. Okay, well I'm going to come up, 1990. You know, and then here's the other thing. You know, they're all bombed. Then we get, you know, get the commercials and everything, and everybody's one size. Size 2 and 3. Okay, so where's the equality? Why can't I see somebody like me? But now check this out though. What they show you is a picture of them before they got all slim. But anybody who's lost a large amount of weight already know. I don't care how much weight you lose. If you lose over 100 pounds or so, there's going to be some flab somewhere. But you don't see any flab on these people. You don't. Of course, you're not supposed to pay attention to that. You're supposed to be paying attention to the product that they are advertising. Well, I'm going to tell you, you need to look at that stuff. Why bother dieting? Why? And then, to top it off, you know, you have these videos, well, what is it, PX90 and what's the other one? you know, these high, supposed to be high impact exercises, videos to help you lose weight. And they claim that they'll get you in the best shape of your life if you do this and if you do that. But have you ever stopped? Have you ever stopped and noticed in those videos? Think about it now. I know some of you picturing in your head right now. Those videos, everyone is slim and fit already. Have you ever seen anyone looking like you working out on those videos? Have you? No. I know you haven't seen it. Because a lot of people will struggle doing that exercise. They don't want you to see that. That's not what they want you to see. No, it's all a game, a gimmick, to get you to buy this product that makes you think you're going to go ahead and use this little dieting plan or exercise plan, and it's going to help you lose the weight. Nothing can be further from the truth. Nothing. I mean, okay, I'm going to sit here for about 10 seconds and let you think on that for a moment, because you really got to think. Think about the videos you looked at. Think about it. Now, that is why they switch from scene to scene so fast. You know, he's doing one exercise. The next moment, he's doing another exercise. Heck, you don't see him doing the exercises the whole time either. The people advertising, you know, they got to stop and talk. Why? Because their butts are tired. They can't even do it. And supposedly that's all they do. We work. We got kids. We got families. We work. 10 minutes a day. Heck, 10 minutes a day. If I got an extra 10 minutes a day, I'm making love to somebody. I'm just going to put it out there. Yeah, that's going back to the other show. I'm making time for that. No, why bother dieting? Why? Oh, and then some of you falling to the little gimmick of buying the pre-cooked meals, you know, in this big old package deal. But the problem with that is you got to keep buying them. You got to keep eating them. That's true. I mean, it's just that, you know, just because they tell you eating is going to cause you to lose weight, you think you're going to actually do that? No, because some of you are bad thinking weight loss is just a few meals away. That's not true. You've had 8,000 meals to get to where you are, and you think just eating a few meals that you done bought from some weight loss company is going to get it off of you? Heck no. That's not happening either. That's not. Why bother dieting? Why? It's all a gimmick. It's a gimmick. It really is. And I'm trying to let y'all know what kind of gimmick it is. You know, and then to top it off, now see, here we go. You know, then you're not happy with that. Okay? You're not happy with that. So now you're trying to come up with something else. Now you think you got to just starve yourself. Now you go to starving yourself. You're thinking that you're going to, that's going to help lose weight. That ain't going to help either. Because now your body not getting the nutrients to burn. You know, I'm just putting it out there. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I do have a chat window open today, and you can actually send me a chat, and we can get a conversation going that way as well. Now, today's topic is, why bother dieting? Now, have you wondered, here we go. I just got a question for you. Have you ever wondered when the weight standards actually started? You ever think about that? How old are these so-called standards that we supposed to be held to? How long has it been since they've been around? I can tell you, 1963. And the last time they got updated was 2002. So now, with that, we should all just fall under these guidelines so we all can look alike. Yeah, that's basically we all supposed to look alike, right? Now, I know some of you out there, y'all saying it's so we can all be healthy. Who's saying I'm not healthy as where I am now? Who says you're not that healthy? Y'all see where I'm going with this? Now, and for the ones you thinking and thinking I'm crazy, I'm going to tell you, hogwash. You the one missing out on it. You missing out. Because you believe in what these folks telling you, but you don't have no idea of why they telling you this. When these standards came out originally, they were not made with everyone in mind. They weren't. And they still not. I'll be honest with you. When those standards came out, they originally came out for young white males who they thought was the ideal American. And that's all it is. It's basically telling you, you're supposed to be this weight for this height so you can look like the ideal American. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it was made for. That is what it was made for. See, everybody, you got to think sometimes. Got to think. And if you ever been in the military, you know what I'm saying is true. Think about the color guard, the commander's driver, the colonel's driver, the sergeant major's driver. They all had to look a certain way. And that's what these standards were made for, so you can look a certain way. But everybody's not meant to look that certain way. Now, I'm not trying to start any trouble. But I just want you to be, I want us to be smart about what's going on. You know, I just received an email, and it said there are some women who feel that they have to lose weight in order to get a man, and that is why they diet and do things to lose weight. Well, that's good, too. That's fine. That's fine, too. But you shouldn't be losing weight for someone. You should be trying to lose weight for yourself. But there's ways of going about it without spending all your money up on these dinners and tapes and whatever you got. There's more ways of doing that. No, you shouldn't be trying to lose weight to get a man. If a man can't accept you for who you are, then you don't need to be bothered with him anyway. I'm just going to say it. You don't. And that's just it. That's the bottom line on that. But thank you for the email. Now, you know, I've been trying to sugarcoat this thing and keep it nice, but I'm just going to have to say, look, here we go. People of color have a completely, totally different genetic build than white folk. I just got to put out there, contrary to what everybody tells you, and, you know, because we just can't all be slim. We will not be slim. It's just a genetic thing. Some of us just don't have the slim gene. You're just going to have to accept that. We just don't have the slim gene. And if you don't believe me, take a look at your immediate family. Take a look at your immediate family. Look at your mother, your grandmother, your aunts, your uncles, even your siblings. Take a look. And you say, yeah. You know, because we are just different genetically. So what they're telling us we should weigh or how we should look, that's not going to happen. And the bad thing about it is some of us, we get so bad with it and so caught up in the advertising blitz that we become impatient. Once we become impatient, what do? We go out there and have unnecessary surgeries, lap band, buy gastro, buy whatever. You know, take some fat out my butt, take some fat out my breast, take some fat out your head. That's what you need to do, and think again. And to add to the problem, then you start having health problems. Now, before you did all this, you didn't have any health problems. None. You know why? Because that's where you were supposed to be. That's where you were supposed to be. Be you, the individual. We were not meant to be small. That is not, it's just not in our genetic build for all of us to be tiny. You know, why bother dieting? Why? If you're going to buy all this stuff, why? You're wasting money and you're not going to get the results you want. Now go back once again and think about all those commercials, all those weight infomercials and all that. And all thing you see is a picture of slim, then big, then slim. Big, then slim. Duh. Photoshop, y'all. That sounds familiar. Does Photoshop sound familiar? Because that's what's happening. That is what's happening. And what are we going to do about it? I mean, if you really want to lose weight, we can come up with a plan for you to lose weight. That's easy. But if you're gonna keep dieting and dieting, you know, one time it was the what was it? Cabbage diet, the soup diet. You know, and what did that get you besides running back and forth to the bathroom? I mean, truthfully, that's all it did. It made you go to the bathroom. But what happened once you got off that cabbage diet? You want to know what happened? You put the weight right back on. If I'm not telling the truth, then somebody send me an email or chat or something and let me know. Because I'm not understanding it. You know, I'm just trying to get the point out. And, you know, we do a lot of things to ourselves that we can stop doing to help us with our weight. You know, dieting is hard on the body. It really is. Number one, you're shocking your body. You know, 1 minute it's getting nutrients, maybe too many nutrients, and then you're not giving it anything. Now what's happening? But you're only doing this for 3 months. 4 months. Most people can't last 6 months. They can't. Then it's right back to the old thing again. So whatever you lost doing your dieting, you done went back and put it back on now. Yeah. It's just that simple. You went and put it back on. Twice as much. It's not hard, people. It's not hard. No, some of those plans, it's not gonna do anything for you. Not just sitting there eating. Because that's all you do. You get those things and you just want to sit in place and eat and you think that's it. That's not it. Not at all. Not at all. So why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we doing this to ourselves? You know, we are just killing ourselves trying to meet the standard set by somebody else. And you know this. Okay, well, I'm going to have to take a short break here. But when we come back, I'm going to give you some solutions to help you with this dieting. If you just must diet, I'm going to give you some solutions, something that's really going to help you. Okay? All right, I'll see y'all after the break. Hey, this is Eric from Let's Talk. If you happen to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina, or Virginia Beach area, additional volunteers are needed for the second annual Diamond House 5K Run Walk Against Domestic Violence and Homelessness on Sunday, June 24th at Mount Trashmore in Virginia Beach. If you're interested in participating or just being a volunteer, you can give a call at 757-535-0924 or email diamondhouse1@gmail.com. Diamond House is a nonprofit organization. Your host Eric Jackson. All right. Now, once again, joining the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Also, I do have my chat window up, so if you feel like chatting instead of talking, we can do that too. Now, before we went on break, we was discussing basically how you get health problems once you decide to get all these great surgeries. And I said once we come back, I was going to give y'all some ideas that would help. You know, that would help you with this problem of dieting we have. Okay? So, and I'm going to keep my word. I am. Number one, here's something that all you should figure out. No, I'm just going to give it to you like this. Lose your weight naturally. Now, what that mean naturally? That means stop buying all this crazy stuff that you're going to use. You buying from this person and buying from that person. I mean, what is it doing for you? You keep buying all this stuff, but what is it doing for you? It's not doing anything. Or you wouldn't be buying the next product. Now, if you want to lose it naturally, that's easy. You know, it doesn't take, it's not a quick fix. There's no quick fix to losing weight. Let's just gonna put it out there. There's no quick fix to losing weight. No matter how you try dieting and dieting and dieting, there's no quick fix. If you want to actually lose the weight, you have to have a change in lifestyle. A change in lifestyle. Now, some of you, you're going to be like, Yes, you have to have a change in lifestyle. It's easy. You just have to be willing to put in the work, just like you put in the work to take those shakes, to eat them Weight Watcher meals, to take pop pills in the morning and take them to work and pop. Just like you find the effort to do that, you got to find the effort to change your lifestyle. If you just must lose weight and feel that you have to, well, then that's what you're going to have to do. That is what you're going to do. It's simple. Practice portion control. Instead of getting that big old plate of spaghetti, get about a corner a corner. You know, and you know what the easy part about it is? You don't have to do it all at once. Understand what I'm saying? You can gradually work toward controlling your portions. You can work toward changing your life. You don't have to do it all in one big bang. Because it's going to take time. See, and that's the problem with these weight programs and these weight video shows. Everybody thinks it's going to happen right now. Everybody wants it to happen now. Well, it's not. And if that's what you think, then I tell you what, I got some land over here in New Jersey I sell you. And you know what another big problem is? Stop drinking all them Coca-Colas. Soda pop, whatever you call them, pop. Stop drinking them. And you'd be surprised at the weight you lose just once you stop drinking them sodas. Now, I know some of y'all like to think, well, how you know that? Because that's what I did. No, increase your water intake. No, drink more water. Water has no calories. Zero calories for water. Which means you can drink as much of it as you want. Now, don't get me wrong. Every now and then, it's good to treat yourself. Every now and then. But don't get carried away with it. If you have set a goal, why? You know, because you still have to treat yourself sometimes, but you steady living your life normally. You see what I'm saying? You're not on a diet now. You're just living. You're changing a lifestyle. That's not dieting. That's making your lifestyle better. Now, some of you say, well, I exercise a little bit. It's not hard. Think about it. Some of you sit at work all day at a desk. You know, did you know there's exercises you can do while you're sitting at your desk? Yes, there is. You know, doing your downtime, there's all kind of exercises you can do. When you're at home, just going to buy you some little, if your ladies are 5-10 pound weights. No exercise with them, curl a little bit with them, or, you know, just, you got to want to do it. That's what I'm saying. You got to want to do it. And don't keep the exercise just inside. It's summertime. Get out there and walk. If you can't run, walk. Get your head, get your iPad or iPod or MP3 player. Take your music with you. Or better yet, take somebody else with you. Somebody that want to do the same thing. Or somebody who see you doing the right thing and want to go along with you. Now, it's not one, it's two of you. Then you'll be careful, it's going to be three or four. Because y'all doing it the right way. And you haven't spent any money, except for buying a little 5-10 pound weights. If you don't have them at your house, then that's it. That's just that simple. It's just that simple. Now, the question is, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? And ladies, don't try and lose anything for a man. Now, I'm a man, so I'm going to tell you, don't lose anything for a man. You lose it for you. That's who you lose it for. You lose it for you, not a man. No, lose it because you want to. Lose it because you want to. Not to try and get no man. Which means, as soon as you put on some weight, he's going to be gone again. So now what you got? Then you're going to start eating all over again. So woe is me, I lost the man because I was got too big. Whatever. Get over that crap. That ain't even going. No, as they say, that dog won't hunt. You know, exercise is one of those things where what you put in it is what you get out of it. Now, here's the thing about exercising. Now, if you're going to use weights, like I say, you don't have to use weights to bulk up. That's not what you do. Okay? You can use the weights to firm up yourself. But at the same time, you're building muscle mass, which is getting your metabolism going, burning a little faster. And even you stop drinking all them sodas and Kool-Aid, you'd be surprised how much weight will come off of you. And there's another thing y'all do and that needs to stop. If you're going to lose weight, stop getting on that scale every day looking. What I said earlier in the show, there is no quick fix. It's not going to come off automatically. It's not. It's going to take some time. The more you realize that, the better you will work at doing it. You know, yes, exercising really, I mean, if you can go and take a Zumba class, you know, heck, go and take a square dance class, a stepping class, a dance class. It was something that's going to get your metabolism going. It's going to get your motor going. And you'll be surprised at the results. And like I said before, you haven't spent that much money. You don't have to worry about somebody that's sending you something in the mail every other week talking about you need to fill this out and let us know your progress. Why? Why? You could check your own weight twice a month and see if you need to work harder or you reaching your goals. You can do that. Why bother dieting? It's not good for you. It's not good for you. My doctor put me on no sodium diet. My doctor did this. Whatever. Now, you can't tell me you don't know you eating too much salt. Really? You put salt on everything? Stop putting salt on everything. You know, some of y'all that probably don't eat any vegetables. You know, vegetables help with weight loss, too. Just little things. It's just little things. It's not those guys on the television or them girls on the television. You see that mess? What is it? Celebrity Fit Club or The Biggest Loser? Now, those people, yes, they get pushed, but they have to want to do that too. And sometimes you may need a push, a kick in the butt to keep going. So that's why you have somebody that's positive with you. You know, it's just great. And that's how you make it work. That's how you make it work. But we got to get away from that diet and stuff. We really do. You know, y'all looking at Jennifer Hudson, she on there all slim and what have you. Y'all got to remember, Jennifer Hudson got a chef. She got money. And you can believe me if you want to, but I guarantee she was in the gym. She wasn't just sitting there eating no meals. But she got the time to do it. So when are you going to make the time? I said, you don't have to go to a gym. You use your backyard. If you got an extra room in the house, make that your exercise room. No, instead of taking the elevator, take the stairs. That's a workout. Remember when they had the machine called the stair stepper? Well, some of y'all probably ain't never been in the gym. But yeah, this is the same thing. You climb the stairs. You can develop your own workout program that works for you. It works for you. And as you go progress, you can do more. See, you don't have to start out doing 100 this, 100 that, or whatever. If you can only do 5, do 5. Then one day start with 6. Go try and do 6. You know, at the same time, work on your portion control. Stop drinking so many sodas. Increase your water intake. Now, you know, it's a lot of shows. I like Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is a good person. But some of the things he have on there, I wonder about sometimes. Because everybody's system does not react the same to pills or vitamins or what have you. It's different. So what may work well for one may not work well for the other. But that's for you to determine. That's for you to determine. It's just stuff like this that you can do. Instead of putting your body through that yo-yo of dieting. You know, you're keeping this from out of. You're keeping that out. But you're not going anywhere. You're like in a cycle. You're in a dead cycle right now. That's what you are. You're just going around and around and around, doing the same thing over again. You lose weight, you gain weight, lose weight, you gain weight, lose weight, you gain weight. And that was happening because that's the only thing you do. You know how to do is diet. Well, child, I'm on my diet. I got to watch my figure. 2 weeks later, what happened to your diet? Girl, I got tired of that. See what I'm saying? So you done spent your money on this product, but now you done got tired of it, and you can't get your money back. Now what? See, and that's what I'm talking about. But if you go ahead and exercise and control your portions, and just do a lifestyle change yourself, you're not spending any money on unnecessary stuff. Because you know, believe it or not, you know what works for you. You know what works for you. It's not difficult. You work for you. But what are you going to do? And, of course, you know, we get the habit of we want our chicken, our fried chicken, and our fried catfish or whatever. But, you know, you're going to have to cut back on that, too, a little bit. You know, bake some sometime. Actually, it tastes better to me. Bake it. You know, you don't have that much of a mess if you bake it. I mean, these are just simple little things that you can do. Instead of going out there and every new diet that come out, you trying it. Now, sit back for a moment and think. Think about it. Think about all the little diets you have tried. And think about how much you paid for each one. That's a lot of money, isn't it? I know it is. Because nobody ever told you that dieting wasn't that good. They're not going to tell you that because they have products that they want you to buy. So stop doing that to yourself. Stop doing that to yourself. And know what? Take a multivitamin. If you need to take a multivitamin. No, something that's going to take care of your whole body in one. I know some of you out there saying, well, I can't stand pills. Well, I don't know what to tell you. You can't stand pills. Well, what you going to do? I'm sure they have some liquid form of vitamin. Or go and see your doctor and ask your doctor. But stop giving these people your money. You know, because it's not good. It's not good. Dieting, it was created to make money off of. That's all it was. It was created to make money. And the person usually selling the stuff, they're going to hound you until you buy something because they got to sell so many before they can get some money. How many people you ever asked that was selling anything health-wise? Well, do you use it? Yeah. How does it work? It works good. It works good. But yet they want to walk around looking like a big butterball. So how good is it really working? It's just crazy. And we fall into it. Now, once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can hit me on my email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. I do have a chat window open as well. And you are listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today's topic is, why bother dieting? Now, with all that being said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Are we going to continue to give our money away? Or are we going to take the initiative and begin changing our lifestyles? Because what you fail to realize, people of color, we have certain things that we are more liable to have than other people. So, and in some cases, You got to remember that. When you sitting in that doctor office or wherever, and they telling you so-and-so, you got to remember. Remember where you came from. Remember you that way because of your ancestors that were working out in the fields. They tell you can't eat this, you can't eat that. They ate it because that's all they had, and they were living longer than us. But they wasn't buying no diet stuff, were they? No. Just living their life. That's what they were doing. And you can do the same thing. Only thing you need to do is make a small change in your lifestyle. That's all you need to do. And you'll be surprised at the results. You're very surprised. You'll be amazed. You'll be like, wow. But like with everything else, you need to put forth the effort. Stop saying, I can't. Or I don't have the time. Stop it. That's the biggest killer. If you have to, find a partner. Make sure this is a good partner. Not a fair weather partner. They're only going to show up sometime. Because that's not going to work. You'll be right back in the same boat all over again. But there are ways of losing weight, being healthy, without dieting. I'm just going to put it out. It is. It's up to you, though. If you want to spend your money on it, that's fine and dandy. But I've given you some ideas to make it work without spending your money. For the most part. Don't look on the internet. You'd be half of you on the internet anyway playing Facebook or whatever. So look on the internet and find some exercises and things you can do. But don't do them sitting down. That's not helping any. If you just got to stand up in your bedroom before you get into bed, well, do that. Heck, you know what, though? If you got kids, get the kids involved with you. Make it a game. Make it fun for the whole family. And your kids will keep you on it. I guarantee it. Mama, daddy, it's time for us to exercise. Bam. There you go, right there. And y'all exercising. They having fun, and you getting the necessary workout that you need. But it all goes back to it's a change in lifestyle. See, kids don't understand it's a change in life. They think it's fun. But for you, it's a life-changing event. But you have help. You have motivation with your kids. I know me and my son, we have workout competitions. We do. I tell him to invent an exercise and I invent an exercise. And we go at it. But that's all you have to do. Just put forth the effort. Put forth the effort. It's easy to do. It's very easy. Now, I'm not trying to beat on the soapbox or whatever, but I'm just tired of seeing us buying all these products. You look on your movie shelf, and you see video, exercise video, exercise video, exercise video, exercise video. So, and they got so much dust on them, you haven't looked at them in over a year or more, probably. So why are we wasting our money? Why? When we can do it ourselves. And take our money and buy some things like clothes or food or wigs. You know? I'm just trying to get you to understand. I'm just trying to get you to understand. Now, it's up to you. If you want to continue to diet, well, go right ahead. That is your choice. But hopefully I've given you something to think about. because it is what it is. It is what it is. All right, y'all. Well, you know, that's the show for today. I want to thank you for listening to Let's Talk. You know, I am your host, Eric Jackson. And join me tomorrow, y'all, because it's what? Fun Friday. Well, nothing is off limits, and you never know what I'm going to say. But you know I'm going to talk about the game tomorrow. You know that's going to happen. So, Miami Heat fans, be ready. Okay? Well, with that being said, I see you here tomorrow on Let's Talk. I'm out of here.